Okay, I would like to start the Otter Rock Water District special work session meeting on November 19th, 2024, to order. And we'll do roll call. Eileen,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
Kelly,
Here.
and Beth is here. So we have three of us here. Lisa is not here. She's on vacation, but we have a quorum. Public in attendance, we have the Mullins, and it looks like we have Kevin Azzarello. Our
Oh, good
one.
afternoon.
Good afternoon, one of our new neighbors on Ellie.
This is me.
Hey there,
Yeah.
Kevin.
Oh. How do you spell your last name?
It's Azzarello.
A-Z-Z.
Arello.
A-R. E-E-L-L-O. Okay, great. Thank you.
Ello.
Yeah, that's what I got.
There's no
E-L-L.
R at the beginning, is there? No. Yeah, it's on the
Azzarello.
screen.
I got
It should be on your
it.
screen, Kelly. Okay. So for this meeting, we have one topic to talk about. It's the Civil West proposed scope of services revisions for our system projects. And I know that Teresa, you're the one who did a lot of work on this and met with Kevin and Tim and did a very nice detailed meeting notes email to them. And so, do you want to start us off?
Okay, I wasn't going to start us off, but I will start us off.
Oh, you're it, Teresa.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, maybe the very first item of discussion we had when Kevin sent his first proposal, we had a number of concerns, but one of them was the fact that they had lumped together the design, the bidding, and the construction management all in one proposal. And what we had discussed is the primary change we wanted to see on that document, other than just making it more related to the scope of the project, was that they would separate out those task items, right? So if you pull up my email, the very first point I had with them after my meeting with them was to separate the phases into separate proposals. We wanted to see a proposal that was specific to design of the system. Well, they didn't do that. They didn't do
Yeah.
that. But the other end of that is Tim did a great job, because initially when we got this proposal, I mean, it looked like just a generic proposal. It could have been for any system for anywhere. And Tim did an excellent job of breaking out these proposals, identifying the funding that was coming for those proposals, where it was coming from, the systems, the scope of work. I am super pleased with that. There's probably a few little minor things that I highlighted for them. One of the items I noticed was giving us a little more detail on the fee for the technical charge and stuff like that. Now I've come to understand that a technical fee, and we all understand that now, computer services, disk drive storage, yada yada. And they just do this flat, what I understand to be industry standard of 2% of the total cost. So you see that. You see the cost for the technology fee is 2% of the lump sum fee in the proposal. So okay, that's a little tiny point. But my biggest concern with the current proposals is that everything is lumped together still. They still have design, bidding, and the construction management. Now, Beth and I've had some just offline dialogue just because when I noticed that, I'm like, hello. That was kind of like main point. And you missed it. And I didn't, I mean, yeah. Anyways, long story short, that's really the main thing I would still like to see them take out of this proposal. Everything else seems pretty good. I don't really have any complaints. I have like one question about 156 service connections, which is on the work order, task order number two. And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been with the water district long enough to know, is that a correct number, or should Beth is shaking her head.
No, it's what the state still has, and I don't know, how they go about, getting that number changed, but I think it's from several years ago when Highland first started with us. It was probably that, but we've added several, and so I
So,
think
what
we're
is the correct number? Do you know the correct number, Beth?
It's at least 160. It might be 161. Active connections and inactive connections, it's kind of strange. We went through it with the state. If there's a, even if there was a previous connection there, but there's no building, we don't have to count it as a connection, and we don't. But, we have a couple connections we probably should count because we've already got a meter installed there.
Yeah.
So say it's around 160. I could look through my list again to.
I don't think that that's so necessary. I just want to give them the feedback. Hey, this number, it's approximately 161 at this point. We don't need to be so specific, but I certainly don't want in the scope of work for it to be set at 156. And then for them to come back and say, well, we need a change order because there's more connections. So I'm okay with them leaving a number that's not perfect as long as they qualify that with current known connections, da 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 da, but all connections are within the scope. So that would be my feedback to them on the changing that proposal to state that.
That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, and those, like I said, there's just a few little minor ones. Those don't even matter to me that much. I was looking at the chlorination system, and they gave more detail on it this time, which is what we asked for. It's probably good enough as long as once we get to the design phase, then we're talking real specifics. And we can make adjustments accordingly there. It still identifies the chlorination system as a retrofit. In the initial proposal, they were putting in a chlorination system, and we're like, hello, we have one. So, I'm glad that they've changed that to at least say retrofit. So that satisfies my concern there. Yeah, and the meter installs too. We're listing all the meter installs, and we had to give them the feedback now. And so now they've adjusted that as well, which is great. Yep. And so I really feel very good about it at this point. I think that it covers most of those concerns that we had, timing, all of that, except the fact that they still have construction management included in the proposal. So if we sign that, we're basically signing them up for construction management. And I do think that it's to our benefit to hold off on that. There is no urgency. We have at least a year to look at other potential project managing, services. I want to talk to, I think it would be beneficial for us to talk to Highland, and just we need to make sure that our operations people are engaged. And so I want the time to do that, to have those dialogues. I would suggest that we go back to Civil West and just say, hey, on task order number two, we want you to take out task seven and task eight and task nine.
Now, which one?
That's on the work order number two. So it's a little bit different because there's an additional task with the FEMA task order because of that work that they have to do to coordinate with the state. So the task numbers don't completely align. So in task order number one, the tasks that I want them to take out is 6, 7, and 8. And then on task number two, it's 7, 8, and 9.
And
Okay.
work
But
order
that's
one is FEMA, right? Work order one is FEMA.
yeah.
No. Yeah.
So,
FEMA.
yeah.
No.
No.
Work
Work
order two is FEMA.
order two is FEMA.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the loan project, task five is bidding support services.
Yeah, and I'm fine with leaving that in, Beth. I'm
Okay.
actually kind of
Okay,
excited
just
about it because it's not identified as a time and materials task, which means it's included in the lump sum.
right. Yeah, I think that would might be a little more difficult because so much of that just comes straight out of the design
Yeah, no,
aspect of it.
when we
Yeah.
had that dialogue, you brought me
Right.
totally on board on that. I'm in a complete agreement with them. Yes, we'll let them do our bidding contracting. We want all that technical information direct from the horse's mouth, no second party in between.
Okay. And task seven. So task up to task five for the loan project and up to task six for the FEMA project.
Yeah. Well, but also the ones after that, because like seven is post-construction engineering services. So no, whoever is our project manager would do the post-construction.
Right.
That's, you know.
We're saying we're stop at
Yes,
five and
yes.
stop at test
Stop
six.
it. Yep. Stop at five and stop at six, respectively, to the different task orders.
Right.
Yes.
And
And then I was a little, you know, again, going through it a little more fine-tooth comb on task order number one, which is, and in phase one, the very first thing about replacing the system, it's more about the scope of that, right? They have a very generic phrase of rehabilitate the infrastructure at the three source springs. I don't really know what rehabilitating means.
that
Can
means,
you give me a little more detail about what you think that encompasses?
which is that in?
That is in task order number one.
Didn't they go into
It's actually in both task order number one and task order number two.
what page is it?
Second page. Phase one of task order one.
Yeah.
The last bullet. There's three bullets in that paragraph. And that's on both of those task orders, task order one
Well,
and task order.
rehabilitate the infrastructure. Okay, what does that mean?
Now, again, this might be my
Nor
lack of knowledge
and
because,
normally means restore to health.
yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, Kevin, that it's like, okay, whatever piping systems there or anything
Well,
is going to get refurbished, or
I
I don't
think
know.
they were talking when you look at the feasibility
That's
study,
what
I
I
think
thought.
it's mentioned in there. It's basically, there's a cement casing going down to the springs. I'm assuming that that's all going to be replaced on each of the springs.
Yeah, so
So
because of the
the
feasibility study, I think that's what they're kind of leaning on a little bit as scope, you know. I'm ignorant to that, so I'm like, well, this scope doesn't seem defined to me.
Right. So
I'm
it,
coming in
just
late to the
ask for
project.
some We could just ask for some more detail on this. Is
Or
that what you're
so,
asking?
what was your comment, Kevin? I missed it. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm coming in late to the project. So I'm assuming there was a feasibility study done.
Long time ago. Yeah.
2017.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the website if you're
Yeah,
interested in looking
I
at.
was on the website. I'm trying to get caught up.
Yeah,
Yeah, no
no
worries.
Usually,
We welcome your input.
well, I'm just giving some 30,000 foot view, but normally on the feasibility study, they find indicators that recondition the component of whatever the manifold is, or the structure, and then the scope and fee of the design will include the restore to health of that unit.
Right. So
Now
that's what I've.
you can ask them for a detailed description of that because it's broad, and they could come back and say, well, it was more detailed than we expected, so we want a change order. So you can make sure it's more detailed.
Yeah, so,
Yeah,
or
so
if they want to reference the feasibility study, I'm okay with that because then it's defined there,
right.
right?
Isn't this something though we'd be going over them with in the design phase?
Yeah, and again, that's kind of where a little bit where I was like not so particular about it. But it's broad enough to where they could say potentially, well, this is what we thought rehabilitation was going to be, but we've come to discover that it's actually this. And so that's going to require a change order. But it doesn't affect design because design's lump sum. So whatever they got to do
Right,
within that lump
right.
sum.
Well, yeah,
So
so it wouldn't really be a change order.
yeah, it wouldn't be a change order at that point. So that's why I'm like, I'm okay. It's just, again, we had asked them for more detail because we wanted to provide good detail to our community. And if it's more defined in the feasibility study, we can certainly direct people to the feasibility study. I think we're gonna, but it would be an ideal place if this is the case, if they can point to the feasibility study for more detail, it'd be an ideal place for them to put that in this proposal. So when we post this proposal, boom, they got the link right to the feasibility study.
Right, although that they are referencing the fact that modifications to the spring infrastructure and the spring box infrastructure need to be reviewed by the Oregon Water Resources and permitted and
Yeah,
everything.
exactly.
So
So
I
I'm
think
not
there's,
really too worried
yeah.
about it, it was just more for the communication aspect to the community. Yeah. So like I said, my biggest concern was the number of service connections because that's too defined for me. I'd like
Right.
them to just say approximately and, basically, they say after we complete, our field survey and base map preparation, we'll have a specific number for but approximately 160 connections because we know it's not just
Right, and
156.
that detail will be needed
Yeah.
once they get
And
to
it'll
the
come out.
RFP.
Yeah, it'll come out when they do the field survey. So
Yeah.
I just want the proposal to be not so specific on that particular detail. So other than that, and the task stuff, that was my only concerns with the proposal. I'm ready to vote yes to signing it as long as we take out the construction phase services part of the proposals.
And have them make some small edits to like the number of connections.
Right.
Okay. Do you want them to put in there to direct people to the feasibility study, or you're not terribly concerned
No, I'm
about
not
it at
terribly
this
concerned
point?
about that. Part of that
Okay.
is, Eileen, I think as we get into a rhythm here, we will get into a rhythm of communication with the community. And along with that rhythm, we will be pointing them to the feasibility study and the proposal and various things. So,
Yeah. Okay.
in
Right.
our messages out to them, probably our first message out to them will be, okay, we got money and we're moving
Right.
forward.
Right.
And
Right.
then
And
we'll
then,
have like here, read the visibility study. Here's the
yeah.
proposal work that we've agreed to. Boom, 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 right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then,
Right.
whatever questions come from that. Okay.
And we will we'll get more educated on the whole thing as it goes too. So
Yeah.
that will help.
Yep.
I
Yeah.
yeah, I was very encouraged by the expansion of detail in this,
Oh
and
yeah. It was Tim did a great job.
yeah, he did a really excellent job.
I think he heard me other than separating the tasks out.
Right. I
Now,
mean,
the other thing
I understand, trying to separate the tasks out on some of this stuff is probably kind of a head scratcher for them too, because it's kind of
No,
everything's
not construction management.
no,
That is like
okay.
a totally different phase. They don't really even need to have any involvement other than providing engineering resources if that project manager needs to facilitate between the actual contractors and design,
Oh no,
but
I was talking more about the description in what's going on with the
the scope
whole
of work.
project. Yeah, yeah,
Oh yeah. No. They
yeah.
did a good job of separating that out, but it is pretty clear. FEMA's giving us money for for seismic stability of our tank. Their funding is very specific to that. So it's pretty easy also for them to be very specific in defining that in the proposals. Now in
Okay.
the design, that's going to be a little, they're going to, it's, we can do it all at once. It's going to be the right thing to do.
Right.
Design goes all together.
Right. And then the tricky part about that is distributing the funds or
I
not.
really don't think that that will be too big of a problem.
Okay.
I mean, they know how much time they're going to spend on designing the tank.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to ask them to do it and they're going to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we got to start at it, right? Because it's two separate task orders. One
Yes.
is the tank and the other is the rest of the infrastructure. So
Yeah.
they know we need them to do that.
Well, great.
So I had a couple of questions. In the proposal here, they were talking about how we would need environmental and cultural surveys for the federal part of the project, but not the state funded. And why not the state funded?
State doesn't require it, Kelly. It's that
Well,
simple.
it is in there for the
There's
Business
a
Oregon.
scope of work that only FEMA requires. That's why the task numbers all change. So if you compare the two, as soon as the task numbers change.
Well, the different task for the FEMA project is the geotechnical exploration and
Yes. Exactly.
evaluation.
Number 3 in task order 2.
Yeah, in the FEMA part. And that's to make sure that the ground can hold a new tank up there where the existing one is.
Yeah, it's directly related to its
Yeah, this is task.
seismic capability.
Right, this is task four. In the first proposal, task order number one, task four, environmental
Yeah,
and
and it's
cultural
task. Yeah,
coordination.
it's
I'm
also in the FEMA one, environmental and cultural assessment coordination. It's number 5.
yeah.
Yeah, it's in both of them.
It's in both of them.
I know, but it says phase one is funded through the state funds, and it is not anticipated that phase one will need an assessment.
Right.
Phase two is being funded through the feds, and it is expected that an assessment will be needed at this time.
Oh, okay. So you're questioning why they included it in this one, in the loan project.
Well, also, why isn't it needed for the state? I would think that an environmental assessment should be done for the whole project.
It's not required, it's not required.
Yeah, I'm sure the state will
They
let us know if it is
may also
required.
be looking at it from a different avenue too, Kelly.
Yeah.
Lincoln County, we're still waiting for Lincoln County for the hazard, what is it, hazard mitigation?
Hazard mitigation plan, yeah.
Right. So, the state may be looking at things from kind of a different perspective than compared to the funds that we're getting from FEMA, which is federal. So, but that's one that I kind of pulled out because it looks like, there are some things in here that we're going to be kind of responsible for.
Yeah,
And how much are
absolutely.
they going to cost?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
how are we going to find the person or people to do it?
We
Well, I'm sure
help.
Kevin, Civil West is going to be able to help us with that.
Yes.
Oh
I
yeah, we
think
don't
they're,
have to go looking for the
yeah,
house.
I
Yeah,
think
we
they
just.
just want to make it clear that, you know, those are some things that we're actually going to be responsible for and
Yeah,
we're not
otherwise
including.
it's they're paying for services that aren't out of their own pocket. They wouldn't be paying for those kind of studies or assessments. We are responsible for all the studies and assessments and the costs thereof.
Right.
Right, and the permits as well. So,
Yeah, and any
yeah.
permits. Right,
Yeah.
exactly. I
Right.
mean,
That
some
isn't,
companies
yeah.
will do lump sum everything, but they then charge you for that.
So
So.
we're getting 2.4 million for these projects. And according to this document, $750,000, $128 will be going to the engineering piece.
Yeah, you're
No, because we've
that's
taken construction management out of there at this point. We don't know what construction management's going to cost.
okay. So, well, for them, construction management was a little over 12,000, so that would be 24,000. So, if you take 24,000 out, we're talking 770.
Construction phase
Seven
services
hundred.
was 125,000,
What?
rounded up.
Project
I'm
management and assessment.
looking on page 9 of task order 1.
Okay, I don't know if I'm on task order one or task order two.
Well, I can look on task order 2. It's going to be something similar.
It's the project fee proposal. It's the table that's in
I'm
there.
looking at the project fee proposal.
Yeah.
And project management and administration is
No,
12.
that's different. That's just project management in the design phase.
Look down below
Look
there.
down under time and materials, T&M.
The second, it's number six in that
Yep.
table.
Yep. Actually, number 6, 7, and 8 in that table, I'm asking them to take off at this point.
Right. Okay.
Kelly, are you just trying to come up with how much we're going to pay for the engineering fees for tasks one and
And
two?
then what's left for construction, permits, consultants, and are we going to have enough money without any change orders at all?
We don't know that, Kelly, until we get there, right? We don't know until we get a construction bid.
Right, we'll have a much better idea when the bids come in.
Right. So what I'm saying is, what are we going to do if we don't have enough money?
Well, we're going to
Figure
look
it
at the
out.
bids and then we're going to think, okay, what can we eliminate? Do we
Right.
need to rehabilitate the springs?
Or do we need to replace all the lateral mains?
Right.
Maybe we don't. Maybe we decide to put some of those off.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't close the loops in the system, the dead ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
we'll have to make some decisions if everything goes crazy on us like that.
right.
And
But
then,
we won't know that until we finish design and it goes out to bid.
okay. And so then when they talk about the tank and either doing a glass lined or an epoxy lined tank, and that is in number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kelly, we're not really even there yet. I mean, those are all
I
things that.
understand we're not there, but what we need to consider is one thing more less toxic than the other thing. So is
Oh,
the
yeah. And we will totally have to have those
epoxy going to
conversations.
out chemicals over time that our customers are going to be drinking?
Yeah.
So, I that's something we need to look at too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just look at that during design phase, Kelly. Their first time, we'll do 3 different design phase meetings with them, 30%, 60%, and 90%. It's a good segue because one of the questions I had was we only have Oregon Business looking at the 90%, and I'm wondering if we want to have them or if they would be wanting. Now they're going to look at this whole contract too, So all of those decisions about the best product to use to minimize any health risks will happen during design.
Okay, but I want Civil West, as they're designing, to know that that is a consideration of ours, the health of our customer base. And
And we will have those dialogues with them.
right. So I don't want to
So, Teresa, can you kind of summarize that again? You said the design phase, there's going to be three separate meetings.
The,
Well,
that's it's a typical. It's typical on any construction project. You have design reviews.
right. Look at
30% when they're
the
30%
schedule.
done with design, they'll have a design review with us. They have a 60% design review done with us, and then they do a 90% design review with us. Now, in the contract, in these proposals, they're only committing to engaging with Oregon Business Services at 90%.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we wouldn't want to see, and this might just be a dialogue, and we could probably even have this dialogue Thursday.
I was just going to say maybe we could ask that question on
Yeah, we
Thursday.
can ask that question on Thursday, right? Because I certainly would want to, if Oregon Business had an issue with design, I wouldn't want it to happen at 90%. I'd want it to come, I want it to be surfaced at probably 60%. I doubt if there would be anything at 30%. It's
No, there
too
wouldn't.
early in the design to really have
Right.
anything fixed, you
Okay.
know, but 60%, yeah, there might be some concerns that they might have with how the design is going. And then for me, 90% is too late to bring up any issues. I want my
Well,
issues
they're probably,
resolved
and we're
before I
going
get
back
to
to 60.
90%.
Yeah, they're probably talking about the formal review of the plans, which
Right.
their
Right.
engineers at Oregon Health Authority, the water
Yeah.
systems that. Same person, probably the same department that had to approve our chlorination system. We had to send in those plans for them, and they reviewed them and came back with, we want you to add a tap here and a tap here for water testing. It wasn't much, but you know, they had a couple things, and so we added those to the design. And of
Okay.
course, it was a much smaller thing.
Right,
Yeah,
right.
but it'll
Okay.
be similar to that.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the only other kind of big thing that kind of, you know, we talked just a little bit about it in the business meeting. But I think it's a great idea to just bring it up Thursday.
Well, let's make sure we do that there. Okay.
Kelly.
All right.
When are we gonna bring in
Highland.
Highland to look at these design proposals?
Well, there's not this is a proposal to do design. It's not a design, right? So
Right.
this is just us contracting with Civil West to start the design. But I think Highland should be right there at the 30%, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I agree with you also. This is not something we're going to spring on Civil West. Our operations people need to be involved. So we need to have that dialogue with Highland. What are they going to charge us to be involved in, you know, reviewing and be just in general, right? It just takes their time. So we need to understand that, and we need to have a dialogue with them about that. And I just say we bring it up at the next board meeting with them, put it on the agenda, give them heads up, you know, we're moving forward with design and we want them involved, et cetera, what's it going to cost? Can they give us a cost estimate, et cetera. I don't know how much experience they have with it. And so we'll just start that discussion. But I personally would want to see them right there at 30%, Kelly, right from the get-go.
Okay. So, Teresa, you're going to reach back out to them and ask them to make these few changes, and then we need to get this signed because
Yeah,
I
if
really
we're in
think we
agreement with
need to.
that, that's what I'll do. I'll copy everybody. I'll send a message out tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow. I'm sorry. I'm like booked from
Tomorrow's
8 o'clock
Wednesday.
till 6 p.m. tomorrow. But Thursday, I'll get a message out to Kevin. I'm going to just do it in email. I don't need to be charged for a meeting. No, just kidding.
And Beth, you sent everything off to the lawyer, is that right?
I did.
Okay. So
Didn't I
I don't know.
CC'd everybody on that?
Yeah. So I don't know. Do we need to wait for that?
No, these minor. Well, I
Okay.
wouldn't bother waiting for that because we know we want these changes. So if
Right.
we have to wait to sign it, until we get the feedback from the lawyers. But
Okay.
I don't think we need to wait to tell them we want these, because there's some pretty big changes here that we want.
Right.
It should be, it wouldn't, shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to do it. It's called highlight and cut.
Right. But I mean, I don't think we need to resend things back to the lawyer then.
No, because
Probably
we're
not.
not
We
adding
is
anything in, really. We're only taking stuff
right.
out.
We're taking some stuff out. Yeah. Okay.
Right. It would probably be based on if the lawyer had anything. I don't know if you noticed that I kind of interjected in my email. I asked if there's any, omissions, anything we should have in there that they would suggest,
Yeah.
Right.
and that
So
we.
if we're going to vote on this tonight, can we make it a contingent on
Let's not vote on
nothing
it
coming
tonight,
up?
Kelly. Let's wait till we get the updated documents from them.
Okay.
I don't think, there's, I mean, if, yeah, I don't know, Beth, your thoughts?
Well, we can, or let's see. Lisa's
Do we need to
coming
vote
back the
to?
end of this week. And either she or I could, send a little note off to the attorney, like if, we don't hear from him by, say, early next week, because it'll take Civil West some time to get this back. So
Yeah,
we can give
especially
him
since
a little
I'm not
nudge
sending
and
them the
say,
feedback till Thursday, it'll be next week before we get an updated proposal.
So we could give either Lisa or I can give the lawyers a
Well,
nudge.
and then there's Thanksgiving, so we probably wouldn't do anything until December then.
Yeah, it'll be.
Well, or the last week in November. Well, the
Yeah.
last week in November is Thanksgiving. I can't see us calling another special meeting to vote on this. Can you?
No.
And then are we gonna call a special meeting to vote on it before our December meeting, which would be the 10th of December? Or do we want to vote on accepting it with the proposed changes and contingent that our lawyer doesn't have any glaring concerns.
So that we can get it signed and get things moving? Is
So
that.
that we aren't delayed by a vote.
Right. I hear you,
I mean,
Kelly.
shall we vote tonight as long as we created this special meeting?
We could do that.
With the
We.
caveat that they're going to make these changes and that our lawyer doesn't have any eye-popping concerns. I don't know if you want to do that or not, but otherwise, it looks like we probably won't do it till December 10th then.
Well, we could do it the first week in December.
Well, we'd have to have a special meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be short, probably. But we
Well,
could.
I don't know if, what, I'm with Kelly. I mean, I don't know that if they make the changes that I'm requesting that they make, then I'm a yes.
I'm a yes too. And
Well,
then we
then, Kelly, your motion is to approve the proposals with the changes that from Civil West as discussed tonight. And
Yes. And contingent on our lawyer not having any major concerns with it.
contingent on lawyer review.
Yeah.
Right.
And if those two things weren't met, then we would have another special session to.
Right.
That makes sense.
Well, I think you just made the motion, and
That is.
I think Eileen just seconded
I'll second. Yeah. Yeah.
it.
Thanks, Val.
So, well, you jumped in there right after. So we should vote on it. So let's vote on that. Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And Beth will vote yes, and Paul is absent. So motion passes.
Now I'll craft a message with them with two main bullets. One will be to take out those tasks that we talked about, and the other one to be to adjust the number of connections to be approximately 160,
160.
And that it would be qualified by the map that they do. The number will be qualified by the map.
Right.
So it's more specific to the actual survey than it is to just some random number that's been out there that we can't figure out how to update.
Well, yeah, it's mostly a difference in how you count them.
Yeah. And so are there, and then, so the other thing when I send the message to Kevin, I'll do those two things and I'll tell them that it is also under review with our lawyers. Mm-hmm. So if those three things are accomplished without issue, then we're going to be ready to go forward.
Right.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how I'll word it. So he'll know we're very close to signing this thing, but you've got to do these few little things. Now, is there anything else from anyone else that they would like to see different in the proposals?
Well, I have to admit that I did not finish reading. Oh, damn it. I just shut myself out of Google. I didn't finish reading number two.
They're very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing.
Right.
My one concern is that the engineering is taking a huge chunk of the budget. So, I'm concerned about, will we have enough money for construction?
Well, I mean, to some extent, we're trusting Kevin and his financial assessment that he did, because we did ask for more money both from Oregon Business and FEMA recently. So,
that's just my
And you have to remember too that we're going to be getting this grant from Lincoln County. I mean, I know it's not a lot, but we are going to be getting some funds from Lincoln County.
But is that specific to a certain purpose?
It is.
It is.
Yes.
It's detailed in the agreement from mm-hmm. them that we had to send back in.
Right.
They requested that.
Right. So, it's not going to cover construction overruns or anything like
no.
that.
No,
no,
that,
but, it
but
takes...
we don't have any clue on that yet, Kelly. We won't know that until after design and bids.
I know.
The longer we wait, the more expensive this is going to get. But I think we all understand that, So, anyways.
Yes, indeed. We need to do it now. Or anything else changes.
And that's the other reason that we, the rates are what they are too, Kelly, is because we're trying to, accumulate some funds for this project. So.
Right. And we may have overestimated
our monthly fees,
what our fees have to be at the end of the 3 year after the third increase, but we can all, board can always yep. adjust that at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, and then.
You have to kind of keep that in mind too, that there are funds sitting here already for this project.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not millions, but it's.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll do it. Any other questions?
Well, I have another question, but it's not necessarily related to this. I just saw the invoice from Devin today for Highland.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to make our budget for Highland? I mean, it seems like we've used them pretty.
Yeah, but that's mostly meters. We put what, 58,000 or something into meters?
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
We need to look at that invoice, though, Beth. Have you? Well, I don't think we want to even go into that right now. But
no, I don't want to go into that. I glanced at it and I go, okay, I got to look at
yeah
detail on this, but I don't think it's.
It's not too far off. I don't think it's going to be too far off, Beth.
We're getting into some more difficult meter installations than what we've had, although we do have a few more probably simple ones, but
I just want to make sure that, the hours are correct because of the issues that they were having on their end. But there again, I don't think I want to get into it with you right now. So,
right. And I haven't sat down and gone over it in detail and looked at my log, which when I was out there, and what day was that they almost got the dump truck stuck and.
So Kevin, are you here in Otter Rock or are you out of town?
I'm in Austin right
You're
now.
You're in Austin. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you joined us.
Yeah, exciting. I tried to join the other one and I got caught in a client meeting and I couldn't join the previous board meeting. So I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I do have one question since I'm just trying to listen to the project that's going on. Is the proposal public information now or is that just within the board members to review?
Yeah, it's not posted anywhere right now, Kevin.
Okay. I did have a question.
We're trying to get it the way we want it.
I did have a question on, because I haven't seen the scope of work, but does it include if it goes to an RFEI? Or is it just engineering and then project management on your construction paid services?
What's an RFEI?
So request for proposal if it goes to bid.
RFP?
No, we're past
RFP, whatever it is.
Yeah,
no,
RFP.
Construction request, component.
As far as the engineering, we did a request for qualifications.
No, I'm talking about the construction.
Engineer. Yeah, we haven't got to the construction phase yet.
Oh, no, we're just getting started on the design. So they have to design.
So once
we get to the bidding process, yes, then we'll be doing RFPs.
Yeah. But is that included in the scope of fee or is that a new scope and fee?
It would be a new scope, right? Because it's going to be the construction scope. I mean, the scope is defined here in design, but once the design's done, that scope will be even more detailed, right? Because it's going to specify materials and everything else. That's what's going to go out to bid and that's what's going to go out for an RFP.
Yeah. We normally do it in the engineering scope. That's why I was asking the question.
Yeah, well, it is included though for them to put that together. I think
correct.
That's what he's asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Civil West will be putting that together.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
So that's okay.
What is it that you do?
I'm a former managing partner of a civil engineering firm.
Ah, so you have a lot of expertise in this area.
Well, maybe I can help.
Right. So do we have your phone number?
I've got it on my cell phone.
Well, I do a lot of scope of work. Yeah. Eileen has my number.
Okay.
I
do a lot
manager.
Of scope and fee work. So, kind of know a little bit about the process. Now, this is a specialty of another lady in the office who currently happens to be working out of Portland right now, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But I know the general procedures of putting together a scope and fee and understanding the feasibility components and then submitting for requests for qualifications or whatever. I don't know the process you followed. There's multiple ways to do it.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm listening to understand, the way that you're proposed.
That's kind of why I want them to take out those other tasks, because I want them to, in the proposal they're currently giving us, only the lump sum items around design is all we want to approve.
100% agree with that.
So then we're not getting into any time and material tasks. There's some minor ones with consulting and coordinating with, different agencies, but that's fine. It's minor time and material stuff. It's not any big time and materials activity. So if they take all that out, then I'm happy. You give me a lump sum. We've already agreed that you're going to be our design people. Go design.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment. You want lump sum fee, and you do not want any PMO or construction phase services attached to design scope and fee. 100% agree with that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sounds like you're doing a fantastic job. Just sit back and listen to this.
Yeah. It's been a process. It's been a many year process.
I see. I was looking over the feasibility study from 2018. So yeah, it sounds like
long slog.
It's been a process.
Yeah.
But we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
I think we are.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin, we've been waiting for funding. We had to get through COVID. There were, you know, all sorts of little, struggles. And so I think our last one now is we're just very patiently waiting for the final okay from FEMA, because FEMA is going to cover the cost of the tank.
The tank and the main distribution system.
The big piece.
Right.
Big piece. And then I'll just put this one little FYI out there. I was concerned about our engineering service consultant of record contract. So I reread that a couple times now. And the good news is, in the third bullet, it says, this agreement is not a guarantee that all project work will be done by Civil West.
Right.
So that, you know, there really isn't anything super binding in this contract, which, yay, I was happy about.
And, you know, to be honest with you, Teresa, I think that is one thing that we did not submit to the lawyer to review. If you remember right, Beth, I don't think we did.
Yeah. I don't recall. That's been too many.
Water under the bridge. Unless we cancel it, it perpetually reinstates itself.
So okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I don't have anything else. So
okay, good. Well, we've got a few of us are gonna meet with OEM and Business Oregon and Kevin on Thursday.
Yeah.
We have a Microsoft Teams meeting.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have, well, they won't be able to give us
kind of an order of funding and the caveats associated with that funding.
Kind of just to bring everybody up to speed. So,
we're going to meet at the community.
Yep. I'll bring my laptop over, Kelly, and we can sit and kind of do it together. So,
nice.
1:30.
Awesome. Yep.
Okay. And then we have a board meeting on December 10th.
Yep.
So if that's all, we can adjourn this meeting.
All right.
And I want to thank everybody for coming.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
I will copy you all on my message to Kevin.
Yep. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.